Hello, my name is Eva, and I welcome you to my podcast, Coach Your Life. Listen to the podcast to learn how to coach your life, simply being your own coach. Follow my website, www.foreverfit.ie, to learn how to train your body and mind, connecting to your spirit. Hello everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Coach Your Life, Episode 2. Today, I will talk about one of the most important things that you need to do to make anything happen for you. What is one of the most important things that make anything happen for you? What is that? Well, that may sound too simple from the start, but to make anything happen for you, you have to make a significantly clear vision about what exactly you want to make happen. If you think that this is nothing new to you and you know all about it, then question yourself. Am I where I want to be in my life? Do I have what I want to have in my life? Am I able to create what I want easily? Do I make my dreams and plans come real? Think about these questions and listen to the answers. You probably already know that I like you to write things down. So if you are free now to write the answers, take a piece of paper or a journal and write the answers to these questions. If you find it hard to answer it, or the answers are like, no, or I don't know, maybe, or I'm not sure, or simply it is too hard for you to find the answer, don't worry about this. You are not alone. Most of us would probably relate to the statement that making dreams come true is some kind of science fiction novel or fairy tale, and that we cannot always have what we want. Well, my answer to it is that if you believe that something is unachievable, it is unachievable. But if you believe that you can achieve, get or create something, you certainly can and will. Now listen to this question again. What is the most important thing that makes anything happen for me? The answer is, it is my personal, significant, and clear vision about what exactly I want to make happen for me. Why is that? Because without your personal, significantly clear vision and your deep willingness of this happening, goal, achievement, or experience, you can't see the path that will bring you there. What I'm trying to say is that many of us have some dreams or goals, but they are not specified enough to choose a path that will bring us there. It usually happens to us when we find ourselves stuck in life. We have some trauma that became a blockage that holds us back from stepping towards making this clear vision first. This is why so rarely we can even proceed to walk on the path of intentionally created vision. What it means is that this is the reason why it is so rare we make things happen for us intentionally. Often, we are blind to our dreams as we are too focused on living the expectations of society, family, and partners. We are often so entangled in patterns that do not allow us to tap into what we want in life. Fear, doubts, and anxiety are so strong that make us so far from our dreams and goals. We do not even try to see them on the horizon. This is such a pity, as we all are allowed to set goals, intentions, and dreams, and to start walking the path toward them. Why we do not believe in it? Often we don't because we choose not to believe, or simply because our subconscious mind makes this choice for us. This is why it is so important to gain self-awareness and start analyzing your belief system and find out where does it come from. Is this belief system for me or against me? If you can make things happen for you intentionally, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you feel you can't, or maybe you can occasionally, if you feel you don't control it really, or you find it hard to understand why sometimes things are going your way and sometimes not, it is time to learn more about the power of a clear vision of what you want to happen and the power of intentional thought and action that make this happen for you. Sometimes the way we think, our perception, our belief systems created limitations that formed heavy obstacles that stand in the way of tapping into your clear vision of what you truly want to make happen for you. This is why you need to question yourself with many self-analyzing questions that will uncover the answers and remove the obstacles at first. I recommend listening to my first podcast, The Reason Why. That aim is bringing you closer to your true self. Finding your reason why will bring you answers on how to act to be who you choose to be, get what you want to get, and experience what you want to experience. Your why will make you choose for yourself, but first you need to discover it, and of course eliminate all these unhealthy whys that you like to hold on to, the ones that hold your progress in self-awareness. Listen to the podcast The Reason Why to start this process of self-awareness. Ask me for assistance. I help people from all around the world in becoming more self-aware. Coaching sessions are a great way to speed up the process of finding the answers and creating a sustainable action plan to make things happen in your consciously chosen way. The more you know about yourself, the more you can tap into a clear vision of what you want to make happen in your life. Strong self-awareness, along with a properly designed mindset and an action plan, are needed to manifest anything you want to make happen. So, once again, your significantly clear vision is the most important so you can make anything happen for you intentionally. When was the last time you sat down in a quiet, peaceful space, meditating to create such a vision? When was the last time you asked yourself deeply, what is the primary experience that I want to create this week, this month, or this year? Why do I choose it? How will I feel when experiencing it? What will it give me? What can I do today to be closer to it? When this vision comes from your true and deep self, and it is important for you, it will become unbeatable by any doubt, fear, obstacle, or struggle that may appear in the process of its creation. This is why it is so important to gain this self-awareness, to identify and remove all the unhealthy reasons for creating a vision for yourself. This is why it is so important that this vision is free of any trauma, experience, expectations of others, trends, or anything that doesn't belong to you, and it is not a form of freedom. This is why we need to heal ourselves to be able to create a powerful, healthy vision of our experience. This is the power of self-awareness that is free from limiting beliefs that hold us back or make us choose unhealthy patterns that do not stand for our freedom. These limiting beliefs unconsciously make us act from the lack of freedom and power. Our clear vision must be empowered with the feeling of lack of any restrictions. You must feel the unlimited source of creation within you. And if your mind is saying to you now that this is impossible, that life is full of restrictions and limitations, it is because your mind finds this familiar. You are capable of what you believe you are. If you limit your dreams, goals, and plans, if you restrict yourself before even starting to make anything happen, how do you expect to make anything happen at all? We are all conditioned to think in a certain way about our possibilities of what we can create and manifest. This is why it is so important to transform this conditioning. You need to start to think in a different way to make different things happen for you, not to you. To make things happen your way, you need to stop being a victim of your own experience. Albert Einstein said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. This applies not only to the creation of physical matter, but also to the creation of emotional and spiritual experiences. Why there is so much evidence in people's lives who healed themselves from serious illnesses, recovered from tragic accidents, pushed their human body barriers to beat the records, invented remarkable objects, created or achieved simply extraordinary, phenomenal, and breathtaking things? The first thing that drives them is their clear vision about who they want to be and what they want to achieve, experience, or create. And this vision empowers them to follow everyday plan that brings them closer to it. Their mindset, strategy, and actions make them never give up on that vision. So, how about you? What is your vision? Did you create one? Do you want to create one? Do you want to expand your vision? Do you want to feel driven by your vision? Find a free workbook with some questions that you can use to activate the process of creating your vision in my Facebook group, Forever Fit Life Coaching. Alternatively, email me at eva@foreverfit.ie and I will send you a free copy. You can sign up for my 14 weeks of individual coaching program where we are going to work on making you more self-aware, transforming the areas of your life that will make you step into your clear vision of who you want to be and what you want to experience and create in life. We will recognize the obstacles and transform them to make things happen for you, to make your choices leading your life positively. Go to my YouTube channel, Forever Fit Life Coaching, to find free meditations that may help you in the process. You can find all the links on my website, www.foreverfit.ie. Thank you for listening. Your coach, Eva.